Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries.
Welcome to Leith Festival Podcast Network. My name is Mel. I'm here at BAM Coffee on Salamander Street with Geoff. Thanks so much for joining me today. So let's start a little bit with the background. So could you tell me a bit about yourself and about BAM Coffee?
I'm a chef by trade. I've been a chef for close to 15 years now. Mm-hmm. I've worked loads of restaurants, hotels, bars, cocktail bars in Edinburgh. Pop-ups, things like that, and this was kind of a one project where we were kind of fully involved in, myself and a couple of friends, which we planned to open a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. Kind of in the middle of the pandemic, mm-hmm. So it was about August 2020 mm-hmm. when we opened. I was kind of helping out at first because I was still in employment. But then it kind of transpired that it was going to be a really busy, mm-hmm. busy shop, and it was going to need a lot of commitment. And yeah. So then I kind of came on as a partner, mm-hmm. Just not long after we opened, and we didn't really know what we were going to get ourselves in for. It was very risky, mm-hmm. very risky indeed.
Opened during
the pandemic. We all kind of. Weighed up the pros and cons and things, and I think I had a lot of negative views at first because of just the timing.
Yeah.
During COVID, not knowing what was happening in hospitality in general. But in saying that, when we opened, there was a crazy boom, mm-hmm. And we found that the place was very busy.
Yeah.
We were only a small shop at first, mm-hmm. but then our kind of business partner, after a couple of months of that, seen how busy we're going to be, and with the shop next door, kind of reduced his office space.
Yeah.
He was obviously one of the partners anyway.
Yeah.
Reduced his office space to give us more room. Hence, we came the small kitchen area and the lounge because we've seen how busy we're going to be.
Yeah, perfect. So yeah, opening mid-pandemic's
pretty hectic.
How did you find that went for you guys?
That had a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. We're obviously learning things. Even myself, who's got the hospitality experience, we're learning things on your go. All the restrictions coming in, mm-hmm. learning all the things, you know, 2 meter distance, masks, sanitizer at all tables, you know, it was the unknown. We had to make sure that we were doing things correctly. So it had many challenges.
So back to you.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Leith?
I went to school in Leith. I've kind of been around about the Leith area.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Trinity Academy.
Yeah.
Myself and Kevin went to Trinity Academy. Kevin was involved with in BAM as well. And I've kind of been about the Leith area.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of drank in Leith, a few pubs in Leith.
Yeah.
Most of my friends are from around this area,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, I lived at Loch End, just up the road.
Yeah.
I lived out there for about 7 years. I've moved down to Musselburgh now, but I would still class myself as a Leither, as being from Leith.
Yeah.
And you know, very proud of that.
Yeah, perfect. So, what made you guys decide to have the shop in Leith?
So again, it was an idea that Renee, one of the partners, had said to me quite a number of years ago, had approached me saying about maybe opening a restaurant of some sort or a coffee shop, and nothing could have kind of transpired then. But then something became available. One of the shop next door did become available,
mm-hmm.
and he came to me again and said that he was going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was important that, yeah, it was in the Leith area,
yeah.
you know. So again, Salamander Street's probably a wee bit off the main areas of Leith,
yeah.
the main pub areas, main cafe areas, but it's definitely an up and coming area.
Yeah,
so I think
definitely.
A lot of us looked at that. We looked at some of the flats and that are getting built across the road.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously found out that there was a big film studio,
yeah.
Just around the corner. A lot more people that were around about this area that wasn't here before.
Yeah.
So that was an idea as well, that we knew that there was going to be a lot of people, maybe not straight away,
mm-hmm.
but certainly in the future, and you know, coming up for 2 years down the line,
yeah.
we've definitely seen that already.
Yeah, I mean, having been in here I can see that you guys know everyone that comes in. You're basically friends with everyone that comes in. Do you think that's helped you at all, kind of knowing the people and knowing the area? That's helped?
Definitely. At first, I would say that when we opened, we had to rely on our friends for business because we weren't over marketing the place at first. We had to make sure things were done, you know, financially correct. We didn't have a lot of money to start with, so, you know, we kind of just done it as a word of mouth thing before we were able to properly market it with media teams and things.
Yeah.
So we did have to rely on some of the friends. Some of the friends, very important to BAM when we first opened. Without them at first, I don't think we might have been as successful at first because it was just some of our friends. But word of mouth spread, then next minute, you know, a few other different customers were coming in, you know, people from around about here, people were a bit curious what's going on.
Yeah.
And then now I would say, you know, our friends still come here, but they probably don't come as often.
Yeah.
And now we've got a whole brand new set of customers that come on a regular basis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. You've got a good relationship with people next door and stuff. And
loads of the local businesses. There's a hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a brow bar down the road, a nail bar. There's a pub in the corner called the Bullfinch.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these guys come in every day. Accountants on the corner. A lot of these guys come in every single day.
Yeah.
Good relationship with them always. A very, very strong community of the street. That's been building over the last 2 years. And that's really strong at the moment. We always help out each other. You know, Josh next door in the salon, you know, they clean some of our distills and that.
Yeah.
You know, we help them out with things. So, a real community feel around about Leith. And again, this whole area, I think it's going to be expanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe more commercial units, possibly across the road and just down the road from the new apartments that are getting built. So, you know, even more businesses will be great for the area.
Perfect. So it's a real, like, community atmosphere, a real, like, hotspot. Great. Where does the name BAM come from?
So, nothing in particular. There's no real reasoning behind the name BAM. Again, I think when we were first opening it, we were thinking of different things and thinking of different names and things that might be catchy and might stand out, or did we go down the whole normal coffee house name, which was very typical. But I think we just wanted a kind of name that may stand out and may people might remember.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the initials mean anyone's name or anything like that. It's just a name that people might remember.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely the case because even though, you know, we call it BAM Coffee, people just know it as BAM.
Yeah, yeah.
People say, I'm going to BAM. So I think it's just something that may stand out and may stick out in people's memories, but again, it doesn't actually mean anything specific.
Mm-hmm.
It possibly should.
Any connections to just being a bit of a BAM?
Well, again, BAM can be an unsavoury character, maybe quite a few of them in Leith as well, but yeah, a lot of people have came in and said that, it's BAM named after yourself, but it's nothing in particular, it's just something that people remember, and I think that's the case.
Yeah, short and catchy.
Yes.
Perfect. So you said that you've kind of grown up in and around Leith. Have you attended the festival before?
Yes, many times. Leith Festival was great. Obviously, the last couple of years it's been it's not been great, obviously due to the pandemic and things, so it'd be good to get things back going. I always remember, you know, I would always, growing up, I would probably attend Leith Gala Day on a regular basis. It was always a good day, not just for like kids but maybe, you know, younger adults as well.
Yeah.
It was always a good day, a good atmosphere in Leith.
Mm-hmm.
All, you know, surrounding pubs and restaurants, always busy, so a good feeling. And, you know, there was always stuff going on in the lead up to these things.
Yeah.
There was always friends of mine that were involved in Gala Day of some sorts, whether that being on some of the shows or things like that down at the links. It was always a good atmosphere. And I think, you know, after what's been through the last couple of years, I think we need to get back into that.
Yeah, definitely. Perfect. And obviously, we're going to be hosting our monthly mornings, the coffee mornings here at BAM Coffee.
Yeah.
So we're really grateful for you guys for having us here. Do you want to talk a bit about that and what?
We look forward to that. That'll be good. You know, everyone is all welcome to that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good to get a lot of different people in on a Monday morning for that. You know, with some different ideas. And it'd be good to just listen to a lot of people talking, talking about things, ideas for Leith, different events. And if we can help with that or be part of that, that'd be great. You know, we're a wee plan, maybe to get a wee notice board put in the shop. So,
perfect.
You know, to put like, you know, flyers for events or things. So anything for Leigh Festival, that'd be great. Yeah.
Perfect, great. We're going to talk a bit about what you actually have to offer here at Leigh. So, for example, I know that you used some local coffee beans. We'll talk a bit about that.
Yeah. So, all the suppliers that we use, everything's fairly local.
Yeah.
You know, the, all local suppliers, you know, even, I'll get to the coffee in a minute, but even Capital Wholesalers is who we get our veg from, and they are like 2 minutes down the road at Salamander Street as well. And even, you know, some of the bakeries that we use, Babyface Baker, Le Petit Francois, Bakery Adante, all local, all around the Leigh area, all good guys, and they, again, it's all local and fresh.
Yeah.
Which I think is the way forward. And yeah, the coffee as well. It's a company called Edmonton Coffee. We use a blend that's it's called Phoenix. We think it's a great coffee in here. We retail some of the bags in here. We have a whole bean and ground bean. It's a mix between Colombian, Peru and Ethiopian beans. So it's really good, really nice strong flavours. It's always been get a good price from Kevin along at Edmonton Coffee, and so we're really proud to support local businesses like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say it feels like, you know, you guys were all pitched to other local businesses, so you know we talk about the Leigh community spirit a lot. I think it's definitely present here.
Definitely, it has to be.
Yeah.
Local suppliers is the way I've always been. Fresh ingredients. I've never been one for, you know, a lot of frozen items or things like that. I always like fresh ingredients, and you know that goes straight from coffee, straight through to cakes, and making my own dishes in house as well. Yeah.
Perfect. Speaking of kind of working with other businesses, do you have any kind of dream collaborations that maybe you might want to work with in the future, or?
Possibly. Yeah. We're still early. We're still young. The business is still growing. We're only inside the second year. We've seen a great year at BAM in the last year here. But we want to know what we could probably do in the future. We have no immediate plans just yet.
Yeah.
But certainly, if we keep going the way we're going, either we'd need a bigger shop.
Yeah.
Definitely need a bigger shop because the demand is there. That's clear to see, especially, you know, at the weekends and stuff, even in days during the week now. We're always developing menus and always thinking ahead and seeing what we can do to change things.
Perfect, sounds great. So I imagine running this business is pretty full on. I know you've just had a baby quite recently as well.
Yeah.
So what do you do on your downtime? Do you get any downtime?
I don't really, to be honest. But, you know, I've been in this kind of job for years. I know the demand in hospitality, and that's not changed for when we've been at BAM. I have my evenings off, which is great, but you don't really stop. I'm always thinking. I'm always thinking of things for tomorrow or the day after that or the day after that. I don't get as much downtime as probably I should, but when I do have my downtime, I spend time with my daughter and I spend time with my wife.
Yeah.
I play football quite often. If I can, on the way home from work, I'll play down at the Power League down at Portobello as often as I can. But yeah, if it is proper downtime at the moment, it would be spending time with my daughter, who is, you know, she's only 18 weeks old.
Yeah.
So that's another job itself.
Yeah.
But that definitely is my downtime.
Perfect.
At the moment.
Sounds like a lovely time.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you now what your favourite thing about Leigh is. Try and narrow it down to kind of one thing that you think really is Leigh for you.
I love Leigh. I love everything about it. But I've always liked, even though I've moved out of Leigh at the moment, I'm down in Musselburgh, but I always liked drinking in Leigh.
Yeah.
All the pubs, a really good atmosphere in the pubs.
Yeah, yeah.
My local pub was on Easter Road called the Persevere. That was my local bar. Over the years, if people were looking for me, I would always probably be in there.
Yeah.
It was always a good atmosphere, good staff, and good locals. So about Leigh, I would say that my favourite thing is, I would definitely say, is the whole social aspect of it.
Yeah.
Loads of nice restaurants, loads of bars, there's always something new happening. There always seems to be something either new bar or a new pop-up,
or
even like along at Berner Street, some croissant shop just opened, you know, on Duke Street, the Duke's has just changed over to kind of like a wee funky bar now and stuff. Eh? So loads of things are happening in Leith, but I like definitely some of the bars in Leith. Great atmosphere.
Definitely. Perfect. Final question, we've kind of covered this a little bit, but what's next for BAM? Do you have any ideas for
changes? Or? Yeah. So again, slowly but surely, the menu will develop. There'll be menu changes coming in the next probably a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Always look out on Instagram for things like that. Always, you know, different events that are on, eh? You know, mm-hmm. you know, it's Pancake Day coming up. You know, there'll be things on for BAM for that, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, bring your mother down here for something to eat for brunch on the Sunday.
But
in terms of that, it will be a slow process, but, you know, the idea definitely will be one day is to branch out, you know, maybe build up, get another shop
mm-hmm.
and see what happens. But it will be a slow process.
Lovely. That's great. So I think that's everything I've got for you today. So thank you so much chatting with me. Just a reminder to everyone that we'll be hosting our Monday coffee mornings here at BAM at 22 Salamander Street. And they're going to be the last Monday of every month, the first being Monday the 28th of February from 10 until 12. So come down, you can catch Joff and the rest of the gang on that morning.
We look forward to seeing you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks.
Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.